Jake's Music Festival is coming up Friday, April 6th, and you know, well, Jake's not in the house. I remember when Jake used to be in the house, but boy, Tom is, and Tom is Jake's dad. So, Tom, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. Yeah, this will be the 14th year in a row that we've done Jake's Music Festival.
You know, that's called sustainability, my friend.
It is, and well, we still have a need. We started this music festival 14 years ago, shortly after our son Jake was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes.
Yes.
And so this is a fundraiser. So what we do is we solicit sponsors and auction items and get bands. And the whole idea is to have a big celebration of music, local music, and with that, raise funds to help find a cure for type 1 diabetes.
Awesome. Let's take apart, I think, the event first. And I know in the past I've been involved out of town for you this time, but boy, goodness gracious, don't miss this. Jake's Music Festival, when and where specifically?
This year it is going to be Friday, April 6th, which is different. We're normally on a Saturday. This year we're going to be on a Friday, and it's doors open at 7, and we are going to be at the newest music venue here in Grand Rapids, which is Elevation at the Intersection. What the Intersection has done over this past winter is they built a new room. So they took their basement, which was unused, and converted it into an 800-capacity music venue. And it's gorgeous down there. They just opened it like 2 weeks ago, so we're going to go to the first shows down there. And we have some great music. We're going to be starting off with, we have Valley Girl, The Automatic, Potato Babies, and Conrad Shock and the Noise. And then we're also going to have a DJ. So 7 o'clock when the doors open, we've got DJ Native is going to be playing, spinning tunes for us. So he'll play right up until the first band hits the stage. And then we have the silent auction with lots of great items from local businesses. We have a weekend stay up at the Homestead. We have all kinds of like gift certificates from local restaurants, things like that. And the best part is it's only $10 to go.
Wow.
So you can get tickets either at the box office. The Intersection built a new box office. It's off Cherry Street, right there next to the door to the Elevation. And then so you can get tickets there. You can go to the Intersection's website, which is called sectionlive.com. You can buy tickets there, or you can also get tickets at Connie's Cakes over in Easttown. And so it's $10 for general admission or $25 for VIPs. With a VIP ticket, you get special seating, you get a free beverage, and you get a swag bag full of all kinds of cool stuff, and that's only $25. So it's going to be a great, and those are limited. We're only going to sell about 40 of those, so it's very important to, if you're interested in that VIP, you get that purchased soon.
Awesome. Tom Scheidel with us. He joins us, well, at least once a year. We talk about Jake's Music Festival coming up, as we're mentioning, Friday, April 6th. And the Intersection called Elevation is the room where you will be headed. And it's kind of, if I remember in the past being involved, Tom, it's band play. Band gets introduced. Jake will be there. Band plays. Band gets...
There's a lot of activity. I mean, the whole idea of this is it really is more of a festival than just a concert. You know, when you go to a concert, you watch a band, they might have a warm-up band, and that's kind of it. And our whole idea is we want to have lots of music. So again, we've got four different bands, plus a DJ, plus Sarah Jean Anderson is going to be there.
Oh, she's crazy.
Yeah, we had her last year, and she's going to be doing artwork. So she's a lot of people know her as a comedian, but she's also a really accomplished artist. So she's going to be there for a small donation to JDRF. She will create some original artwork for you right there on site next Friday night. So, you know, so you've got that going on. It is just amazing, all the different things and activities that we've had over the years. I mean, some years we've had free food giveaways. We had free haircuts 1 year. Free temporary tattoos. So there's lots of activity going on. And plus, if you haven't had a chance to get to the Elevation yet, which they've only had a few shows, it's worth coming just to see this place, because it's going to be one of the best. It's a very intimate space, and it's just the whole layout and the whole design is just wonderful.
Tom, we call this Jake's Music Festival. Again, 14 years this has been sustainable. Jake was pretty young when this started, my friend.
Yeah, when Jake's just turned 27, and he was diagnosed when he was 6 years old. And we had no history of type 1 diabetes in the family, so we were a little surprised, would be an understatement, when this happened. But as a family, we said, well, what can we do about it? You know, we're not, it's happened, now we got to deal with it. And so from a standpoint, you know, there's a lot of medical things you have to go through, but also the local chapter of the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, JDRF, was really a lifesaver to us, especially in those first couple of years, because we didn't know what to expect. We didn't know what was going on. And they gave us that knowledge and that information to help us as a family and to help Jake individually, as well as the doctors over at Helen DeVos Children's Hospital and places like that really helped us out. And so part of the thing, you know, we looked at it as a family and said, well, we're not doctors, we're not philanthropists, there's only so much we can do, but we can put on a show and we can try to raise awareness and raise funds. So what we've been able to do over the years with the music festival is because of our sponsors. This year, our major sponsors are Perrin Brewing Company, United Bank, and the Gordon Group. They cover all of our production costs. So from the venue rental to the poster printing to any incidentals we have, all those costs are covered by our sponsors. And because of that, 100% of the ticket price, 100% of the donations, 100% of the money we get from the auction, every dime that we raise next Friday night will go directly to help find a cure for type 1 diabetes.
We always ask this, your crystal ball, will there be a cure in Jake's lifetime?
No, that's the million-dollar question, yeah. Isn't it? The thing is, because of the work that JDRF has been able to do and has been able to fund, we are closer to a cure now than we've ever been. One of the people on our ride team who has been type 1 for over 20 years is now just been fitted with basically what's an artificial pancreas. So she has a device that gives her insulin, and then she has an insulin pump, and then she has a continuous glucose monitor. And the continuous glucose monitor wirelessly communicates with the insulin pump. So the glucose monitor is telling the pump when to give insulin and how much insulin to give. So it's basically mimicking what the pancreas does in a person who doesn't have diabetes. So while that's not a cure, it's a technological cure. We still need the biological cure, and that's what we're working for. But again, even 10 years ago, the talk of, you know, a technological cure was pie in the sky, like, oh, we hope we can get there someday, and we're there. And so the fact that, you know, will there be a cure in Jake's lifetime? I firmly believe that. But we have to keep working. We have to keep talking to people about it. We have to keep raising money. We have to keep doing things like Jake's Music Festival and inviting people to come out. You know, we talk a little bit about diabetes and a little bit about JDRF, but honestly, this is more of a celebration of local music, what's going on in our area, and the benefit of that, the benefit of seeing all these people who come in and listen to this great music, is that we're going to raise thousands of dollars that will go directly to find a cure for type 1 diabetes.
Awesome. How do we find out more information about Jake's Music Festival?
You could go to our website, which is jakesmusicfestival.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter, and we're all over the place. And so just, yeah, jakesmusicfestival.com. You can also, like I said, go to the Intersections website, sectionlive.com, in order to order tickets. And they also submit additional information down there.
Thanks, Tom Shadell.
Thank you, Shelley.